The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Dan Boyle at SAP Center at San Jose. It's time for the instant replay of a very convincing Sharks 6-3 win over the visiting Calgary Flames in front of a crowd of 14,261 fans. Well, the big comeback in Pittsburgh was capped by a great play from Macklin Celebrini over to John Klingberg in overtime. And the Sharks pair decided to get things started tonight, a minute and 2 seconds into the game, with the same combination. Celebrini keeps in on the right side. Stick handles away from Zeri. Backhands, left side shot, score! John Klingberg puts it in front and into the net. The combination that got the game winner in Pittsburgh strikes again. Celebrini to Klingberg, and it's 1-0 San Jose, 1:02 into the first. The start of a great night for Macklin Celebrini, who ended up with 2 goals and 2 assists for 4 points, but a continuation of just some great play for John Klingberg, who's found his game. He has goals in 3 consecutive games. He's got a 5-game point scoring streak, and in that span, Klingberg has a total of 5 goals and 3 assists. Out of all the goals he scored, 8 this season, 6 have been assisted by Macklin Celebrini. It is a winning combination.
Yeah, and I talked about it on TV when I did the interview. Sometimes we always talk about forwards and their relationship. We talk about D-men and their partners and their relationship. But every now and again, you have a forward and a D-man that are on the same page. And I'll use myself, like me and Marty St. Louis when we were in Tampa, we were just like in sync. And Jumbo and myself and other players, but they seem to have a little something special, and they're looking for each other out there. And if I'm a coach, I'm putting both Klingberg and Celebrini on the ice at the same time.
1-0 Sharks at that point early in the game, and San Jose would take a 2-0 lead tonight at the 6-minute mark of the first period when Barclay Goodrow picked up his first of 3 points on the night. In front of the net, Sharks steal it. They score! Barclay Goodrow on a dump in. The puck deflected right out in front of the net. And there was Barclay with a stick down. Nobody near him. He puts it up top. No chance for Dustin Wolf. And it's 2-0 Sharks, 6 minutes into this first period. Wow, what a way to score a goal. Goodrow by himself in front of a net. His second goal, Vinny Iorio and Zach Ostapchuk ended up getting the assist. For Ostapchuk, it was his first point as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Either goal or an assist. It turned out to be a helper since joining the team in the trade that involved Fabian Zetterlund with Ottawa last year. And for Vinny Iorio, first point for a Shark, as he picked up his first assist of the year on the play. He was picked up on waivers from Washington just a little while ago. So 2 role players setting things up. Barclay Goodrow, he's a role player, but boy, he's a veteran and a big leader on this team, wearing that alternate captain's A, and he picked up that second goal of the year. The thing is, was it icing or wasn't it? And they said no, and you thought it might have been.
I would love to hear. I mean, I'm going to go home and watch a record of the game, so I'm going to hear what they said on TV. But from up here, it looked like it should have been icing, but at the end of the day, Goodrow did not stop skating. He worked his butt off, got all the way down the ice, and all of a sudden he's finding himself in the slot with the puck in front and puts it in the right spot.
So, 2-0 Sharks at that point, but the Flames weren't going away. They were going to come back and get things a little bit closer. At 11:01 of the first period, it would be Blake Coleman, always a thorn in the side of the Sharks. He got his 10th of the season from Mackenzie Weegar and Connor Zeri to make it 2-1. And then the Flames would tie the score when Adam Klapka got the puck out of the zone, and Ryan Lomberg, skating down the right side of the ice, beats Askarov with a great blistering shot at 14:23. All of a sudden, the game was tied 2-2. But with time winding down at the end of the first period, the Sharks continued to work. They never give up, right to the final whistle these last few games, and Barclay Goodrow would get his second goal of the night. Goodrow feeds the center ice, and Dellandrea tips into the offensive zone, right corner. There's a body check there, but Dellandrea comes up with the puck finally. Goodrow kept it in, fed to the slot, it's on the goal, and Goodrow scores! Great forechecking by the Sharks! and that line comes through. The puck was sitting on the goal line, and Barkley Goodrow says, I'm taking that one, and I'm smacking it in. That's Barkley's second goal of the game, and San Jose, with 18.4 seconds to go in the first period, takes the 3-2 lead. That was a really big goal by Barkley Goodrow. That took some wind out of the sails of Calgary, who had tied the game and fought back. Macklin Celebrini appeared to have beamed down from the Enterprise. I don't know where he came from, but all of a sudden he was in front of a net. Ty Dellandrea winning the puck. He did most of the work on that. Got it in front. Celebrini tipped it. It looked like it might have glanced off the post and was just sitting on the goal line, as you heard. And Barkley Goodrow just pounced on it and banged it in. So the goal is Goodrow's third, second of the night, from Macklin Celebrini and Ty Dellandrea at 1943. 3-2 Sharks.
Yeah, again, I mean, to score goals in this league, you got to go to the net. And again, that's probably one of the easiest goals he's ever going to have to score. But he had to be in the right place. And the Calgary Flames went to sleep. They were watching Macklin. And he snuck in back door, and all he had to do was tap it in.
But the Flames were not going to stop working, in spite of the fact that they were a little bit deflated heading to the dressing room in the first period. After a second period that featured no goals and the shots 8-7 in favor of Calgary, and Yaroslav Askarov needed to make a pretty big save. Sharks will get the draw. Another good faceoff win for Ty Dellandrea. Ferraro whips it around the boards, but nice keep in there by Anderson. Beats Kadri behind the net. Loses on the stick check there, but now in front of the net, a chance for the Flames, and basically twisting his body into a pretzel. It's stopped by Askarov right at the goal mouth. What a great job by Askarov on that play. As the Flames fought for the puck, they jammed at it. Rasmus Anderson giving it all he's got, but equal to the task there was the Sharks netminder Yaroslav Askarov on the play. That was a great save by Askarov, but Dustin Wolf on the other side of the ice was trying to give his team a chance to come back, and Tyler Toffoli, making a bid to try to get his 300th career goal tonight, had this big opportunity early in the third. The Sharks Toffoli, worked loose by Eklund in the corner. He twists away from the check there at the near side, throws toward the front, Toffoli turns and shoots. That's off the skate and wide. Taken back by Eklund. Throws it back. Toffoli shoots one. Stick save made by Dustin Wolf. And the puck is up over the top of the netting and into row five. You don't see the puck go over the top of the netting and get a souvenir for a lucky fan behind the goal all that often anymore because of that protective netting behind the goals. But that's what happened on that play. So whoever caught that was wearing a Sharks jersey, and they got a chance to celebrate their souvenir. But the Sharks certainly knew they were being challenged by Gilroy native Dustin Wolf, who was trying to give his team a chance to win. Problem is that Macklin Celebrini was on the other side of the ice, and the San Jose Sharks superstar at 2 minutes and 46 seconds of the third put the Sharks in front with what proved to be the game-winning goal. Stolen by Graff. Feeds it up. Oh. Celebrini behind the defense, walking in by himself. Score! A spectacular goal by Macklin Celebrini as he pivots, causing a breakaway, and then he puts it through Wolf to put the Sharks in front 4-2. That is world class. That is unbelievable. Amazing goal by Macklin Celebrini. The first shot went off of Wolf, and it deflected off of his body, Celebrini's, into the net. That's a legal goal. Celebrini getting his 17th goal of the season, picking up his third point of the night. That was his 50th point of the year in his 34th game. Colin Graff, who had a solid effort today, ended up getting the lone assist, and that was the play of the night.
I think so, too. I mean, obviously the last part of the goal, the puck goes off of his side or his shin pad or whatever. That's lucky, but the play that he makes to take the puck on his forehand, to do a spinorama, and to get it to the net, that's stuff that most players can't do. So, yes, the finish was lucky, but to put himself in a position to score was certainly not, and it was a highlight goal.
And he did that against maybe the best defenseman on the Flames in Rasmus Anderson, who was out there checking him. But that spinorama play gave him some space. And what a goal it was for Celebrini. His 17th from Colin Graff at 2:46. That proved to be the game-winning goal in the contest tonight. It made the score 4-2 at that point. Tyler Toffoli again looking for a chance for goal number 300. Had a breakaway in the third. Late pass. Here comes Toffoli. Slips by the knee. Breakaway. Moves and shoots. A great save by goaltender Wolf as Toffoli's bid for goal number 300 falls just short. Glove down now. Wenberg, left side. It's sent to Toffoli by Eklund, but he shoots it, and it's off the stick and out of play. They really want Toffoli to get number 300 today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're looking.
And you know what? He is taking really good chances. Wolf made a really good save on that breakaway.
Yeah,
well, he did. And you know what? Tyler Toffoli ended up with a total of six shots on goal, Four shots were blocked, and he had one miss. So that's 11 attempts on net. As it turned out, he would finally get number 300 as he was in the right place at the right time, and it made the score the Sharks 5 and the Flames 2. As off the draw, the Sharks have it in the offensive end with a 4-2 lead. William Eklund carries behind the net, goes in front of the goal, tries the puck. They score! Was that Tyler Toffoli in front that deflected that Eklund shot? It is! Tyler Toffoli gets his 300th National Hockey League goal. They've been trying to set him up all night, and the veteran gets it with 7:07 to play to make the score. Sharks 5, Flames 2. Oh, what a great moment for Tyler Toffoli. 12:53 the time, his 10th of the season. Goal number 300 in his NHL career. William Eklund, who did a lot of work on that, gets the primary assist. And Alex Wenberg, who won the faceoff, gets assist number 2. A fine moment for the veteran.
Yeah, he's been moved around. I mean, he was in L.A. for many years when he played against him here. But then he got moved around a little bit. So it's nice. Seems obviously like he's a really good locker room guy. Obviously a very good hockey player. But he's found a home here, and I'm happy to see him achieve that on home ice as well to celebrate in front of his fans and his family.
Well, he scored 30 goals 4 times in his career, and don't forget he spent 2 years as a member of the Calgary Flames, so this had to be pretty sweet for him as well. Toffoli making it 5-2 at 12:53 of the third period. Well, the Flames would not quit. They came right back and made a game of it again. At 13:31, it would be another thorn in the Sharks' side for so many years, Nazem Kadri, who would score. And it'll be Huberdeau on the right wing recovering it. He gains the zone. Here's Kadri down the middle. Shoot, score! Huberdeau won the puck on the right wing boards, got it to the middle, and there was a full clear lane for Kadri to fill. He grabbed the puck and took it with his forehand and got it past Askarov to make it a 5-3 game. Still in favor of San Jose, but there's 6:29 to go, and you don't want the Flames to wake up. Time of that goal, 13:31 of the third period. Nazem Kadri, 7th of the season. Jonathan Huberdeau and Morgan Frost got the assists. And you got to really give a lot of kudos to Jonathan Huberdeau because he had two guys on him. He had Mukha Madulin, and he also had Cardwell trying to get in there. And somehow he got the puck negotiated free and fed it to the middle of the ice. And there was Kadri all by himself.
Yeah, he made a great play at the blue line. I think one of our D-men may have been in a bad position there as well. But goaltender... did not have a chance. I think the only goal that Askarov could probably give himself a little bit of a hard time was the Lomberg goal, but besides that, the Kadri goal, he didn't even see it, had no chance.
Nope, not at all. 5-3 the score at that point. And of course, 6 minutes remaining in the game, 6.5 to be exact. And, you know, we saw what happened in the game against Pittsburgh. So, you know, you have to make sure that you just batten down the hatches and don't let the Flames to get back within one. And the Sharks would not do that. There were a couple of opportunities with the empty net with a few minutes left in the game for Barkley Goodrow to get his third goal of the game. That would not happen. But Macklin Celebrini would get his fourth point of the night. Ross to center, shoots one in. Behind the goal line, another big hit by Klapka. Hits Goodrow, but now it's fed ahead. Celebrini's got a breakaway. He's in by himself. Empty net, score! 4 points for Macklin Celebrini. 2 goals, 2 assists. That's his 18th goal of the season. The Sharks are on top, 6-3. And the crowd celebrates at SAP Center with 1:09 to play. Great goal by Celebrini into the empty net. 4th point of the night, 18th goal of a season. Dmitry Orlov and Barkley Goodrow got the assist. So Goodrow ends up with 2 goals and 1 assist. It is the 6th time that Barkley Goodrow has ever had 3 points in a game. It is the 4th time he's ever had 2 goals in a game. And that is a great way to finish things up. Tyler Toffoli getting his 300th goal tonight with his 10th of the season. And Macklin Celebrini just does it again. His 4th point of the evening. Finishing it off, making the final score, the Sharks 6 and the Flames 3. And the shots on goal were 13-10 in favor of the Flames in the third. So totals for the game, Calgary 30 and the Sharks 26. The Flames worked, but the Sharks found a way to grind it out when they needed to, and they got the skill when they had to, and the big saves when were absolutely necessary. And they win their third straight game tonight. San Jose now has a record of 17-14-3 for 37 points, and the Calgary Flames, disappointed, sees their string of a 4-1 record in their previous 5 go down to defeat. They are 13-17-4. They still have 30 points. That was a regulation win for the Sharks. And out of 17 wins, they've got 10 of them right here at SAP Center. So Dan Boyle, they've got a home ice advantage to be proud of.
Yeah, this was the hardest rink to play in for opponents for years and years, for a decade. Everyone has said that this was the hardest place to play. And for a handful of years there, obviously it was not. And these guys are doing their part in making this building a little more electric. The fans are coming back. There's energy around this team. And it's becoming a hard place to play again.
Tyler Toffoli is the sixth member of the San Jose Sharks to score his 300th career goal while wearing a Sharks sweater. The others are Owen Nolan, Patrick Marleau, Danny Heatley, Joe Thornton, Joe Pavelski, and Logan Couture. So Tyler is an outstanding company there. As far as points before Christmas by a teenager in the history of the NHL, Macklin Celebrini now has 51 points, tied with Wayne Gretzky for second all time. Number one on the list is Sidney Crosby with 55 points. So Macklin is right there with the all-time greats. And as far as most points in a calendar year, this is kind of an obscure stat, but January, which was last season, to December of this year, Macklin Celebrini in 2025 has 87 points. There's only one player in Sharks history that has ever had more in one calendar year, and that's Joe Thornton. He did it four times. But Macklin Celebrini is in rarefied air with some of the greatest players ever to play in the game, and he's only 19.
He is, and I'm going to say it again. The comparison for me is Sidney Crosby. It's the work ethic. It's the hockey IQ. It's the compete level, both defensively, offensively, responsible. And every game that you think you've seen it all, and he comes out and does something else.
Well, the Sharks coming up with a really, really solid effort tonight from Barkley Goodrow. It is the sixth time that Barkley has had a three-point night. Tonight, two goals and one assist. Barkley joins us in the Sharks dressing room. And, Barkley, I know that you guys wanted to have a great result for the fans after those two dramatic games on the road, finishing up the road trip, but this had to feel awfully good for you.
Yeah, it felt good. Obviously, it's a big game for us. We had a lot of momentum coming off that Pittsburgh game, so it was good to kind of jump on them early and find a way to get the job done.
What can you say about Macklin Celebrini? Every game we see something new from this guy.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, nothing that he does is a surprise. He's improves each and every night, why he's one of the best players in the league, and we're just extremely lucky to have him on our team.
Hey, Barkley, this is Dan Boyle here, man. I want to say congratulations tonight. My question for you is, now that I'm on the other side of things, on the media side, I'm always curious, you were in Tampa, obviously, two cups in Tampa. I'm just wondering if there's a player you can give a shout-out to that, like, helped you, took you under your wing, obviously two cups there. Is there someone you learned from? And I'm just curious to hear who that was and maybe what you learned from him.
I don't know if anyone really took me under their wing. There's so many great leaders on that team, Stamkos, McDonough, Hedman. The list goes on. So it's there's a lot of voices in that room, a lot of maturity and leadership that kept everyone accountable and led the way.
One thing, Barkley, we want to ask you about is what the Sharks do now. The fact that you have proved that you can come back from 2-0 deficits in Toronto, being down 5-1 in Pittsburgh, not exactly the way you want to spot teams' leads. You had the 2-0 lead here tonight, but is this sort of a sign that you guys believe that this team can do anything?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of confidence in ourselves right now. Obviously, it's nice to do it, more like tonight when we get the lead, and ideally you hang on to it and not give it up in the first period. But I think it's a sign of a growing team. We're finding ways to win in different ways, and it's a lot of fun right now.
By the way, pretty close opportunity a couple of times for you to get your first career hat trick. You end up with a three-point night, which happened for the sixth time in your career. But the guys found a way to get Tyler Toffoli his 300th goal. That had to feel awfully good, too.
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, he's a huge part of our team. Brings a ton of leadership and goal scoring and everything he does. So it's definitely good to see him get that big accomplishment.
Well, Barkley, congratulations on a really great game. Two goals and one assist, and a great victory for your team coming back and showing that you're going to get off to a good start in this homestand. Good luck the rest of the way here.
Yep, thank you.
That's Barkley Goodrow of the San Jose Sharks joining us after a very convincing 6-3 win for San Jose Sharks hockey against the visiting Calgary Flames. That's the instant replay for tonight's game. The final score, the San Jose Sharks 6 and the Calgary Flames 3. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.